You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. Another day in the station. I'm coming in a bit early today, or quite frequently, because I'm filling in for empty spots available for the radio, and so I guess it's a good thing for y'all. Today's an exciting day. We have more emphasis on literature. Today specifically, I chose to base the topic for today on Indigenous literature and culture, and so I've been getting comments from people who listen about maybe possibly implementing the concept of literature with Indigenous culture and identity. And so today is going to be based on that. The show is going to go on with some songs. I have about several songs chosen from my liking that deal with the identity and culture aspects of Indigenous peoples in Canada. And then I also have some literature on paper, some poetry. We're bringing back poetry from articles that I've chosen, which I will mention after we proceed on with the readings. But without further ado, we'll go with some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and then get the day started. So we will be right back after this.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Everything you take in is the first and the last time it will ever be that way. This is Kristen Carter, and my debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover on all digital streaming platforms. The past few years have had me reflecting a lot on what it means to be resilient, patient, and joyful, much like a gardener. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty in the seasonal nature of life. My hope is that each time you listen, you'll hear things in a different glow of light that make them new all over again. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music, or you can visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music on social media to learn more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m. name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were just some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. Today we'll start off with some songs related to Indigenous culture and literature. But yeah, let's go right back into it. The first song that I've chosen is called Digging Roots, or it's from Digging Roots, called The Healer. And it is a duo group. And the song, I guess, expresses their experiences and their passing on of stories from their ancestors. But it's more than just a song. From them. It's a bold statement against centuries of oppression, and it's a defiant promise to future generations that brighter days lie ahead and where they will reclaim their language and dreams. With its powerful beat and the relentless chant of no more, no more suffering, this track resonates like a rallying cry for revolutionaries everywhere. So this song, I guess, struck to me for the first time. I took a listen to it, and it was a compelling piece of work, and just like how I mentioned before, the quote-unquote no more, no more suffering really sticks with you even after you listen to it more than once for me, but the song, I guess, expressed all the hardships that these people and the whole Indigenous community experienced. And so, yeah, this is Digging Roots, The Healer.
I started to listen, and I found that there was more to this story.
Nah.
Lives, pipelines, so many ways to bleed.
That was The Healer by Digging Roots. I apologize if there was any profanity in the song. I believe I chose the clean version, but I guess I didn't. I apologize if that was offensive to anyone. But we're moving on to the second song. It's called Starwalker by Buffy St. Mary. Now, as a quick description, Starwalker predates The Healer, which was the song we just played, which was a compelling song. I really liked it. But Starwalker, the one we're playing now, predates The Healer and was first featured on Buffy's 1976 Sweet America album. And she explained that the inspiration behind the song stemmed from witnessing individuals recover from the aftermath of trauma, notably alcoholism. And in an interview with CBC, Buffy St. Mary expressed that Starwalker encapsulates the vibrant spirit of present-day indigenous communities. She also emphasized singing it as a tribute to both the resilience of past generations and the potential of future ones, acknowledging the enduring legacy of her ancestors' struggles. Now, this is Starwalker by Buffy St. Mary. That was Starwalker by Buffy St. Mary. The third song is from Julian Taylor. It's called Seeds. This track was featured on Julian's newest album, Beyond the Reservoir, and it draws its inspiration from a poignant message sent by his cousin. The message came in the wake of a ground-penetrating radar discovery revealing evidence of children's remains buried at the former Kamloops Indian residential school site. The song's lyrical hook, quote-unquote, "They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds," stems directly from this message, and it speaks volumes. And so we'll check this one out, Julian Taylor's Seeds.
Now here you are, you're in for flower. You're flexible in all your power. You got all the sunlight in the air that you need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Now here you stand, hour after hour, strong as an oak, tall as a tower. The storm keeps raging, but you never pay no heed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday. Now see you shining strong and clear. No one can stop a good idea. Nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I was a flower, I was an oak. I was provoked, and when I awoke, I started grazing for all the things that I need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. They knocked you down, erased your name. You stood your ground and wouldn't change. You found your place now, standing alongside the trees. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. You are a star and you are hope. Smoke signals in the air of hope. From the darkest depths that our hearts can be freed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday.
That was Julian Taylor's Seeds, a really relaxing song. In my opinion, that was my favorite out of the ones I chose today, but totally recommend Julian Taylor's to everyone out there. Moving on to the next one, this would be our fourth song. It's from Midnight Shine called Survivor, This song was first featured on the band's 2018 album, High Road, and Survivor was reissued as a single in 2021 in light of the heartbreaking discovery of the remains of 215 children at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School. This re-release was a tribute to the survivors of residential schools, and the song serves as a compelling anthem, resonating with its powerful message of perseverance and unwavering hope. This is Midnight Shine, Survivor.
When you lost all sight and your grip starts to slip, take my hand and let's fight, just hold tight. Life will try and take your breath away from our world. I'm here, you're not alone, just hold on. You showed us how strong you are by keeping your faith. Oh, oh, you're a survivor. We're all so heavy-hearted, but you day. Don't you cry now, hey, it's okay.
That was Survivor by Midnight Shine. Our last song of the day is from Eagle and Hawk called Sundancer. This song was initially featured on the band's 2008 album Siren Song under the title Song for the Sundancer, and this track underwent a transformation in 2021. It was repurposed and dedicated to frontline workers amidst the pandemic. And Vince Fontaine, who has since passed away, described the song as a tribute to the Sundancers within their community. Those revered individuals embodying sacrifice, dedication, and spiritual devotion who uphold tradition through their actions is conveyed through the song. And so without further ado, this is Eagle and Hawk, Sundancer.
Oh,
That was Sundancer from Eagle and Hawk. That is it for songs today. If you guys have any other recommendations of songs regarding Indigenous culture and identity, please let me know. Or any other genres of literature, if you guys have any recommendations or wants, please let me know, and I'll be happy to dissect it and play it for my next episodes. Now, the remaining time for our show, I will be reading some poems from a group. I found this book. It's more of a collection than a book. It's called T and Bannock Stories, First Nations Community of Poetic Voices. Now, I actually got this from the Simon Fraser University website, and it is a compilation of poems in celebration of First Nations aesthetic practices, such as poetry, songs, and art that speak about humankind's active relationships to bolded homeland and her beings. Now, this is from Simon Fraser University, just to let you guys know. It came as a PDF on the website, so I guess if you guys search up the exact title that I just mentioned, you'll be able to see the whole collection of the poems. And there's also artworks that are accredited to names throughout the book as well. But so basically this book or collection of poems encompasses the whole idea of Indigenous culture and identity, and it's basically a whole get-together of different varieties of poets and artists, and they made this huge collection of Indigenous art. And so we will get right to the first one. It is called Flight. Here we go. This is from Elizabeth Woody. Flight. Eagle hovers as immobile cross in clarity of blue. Critical detachment drops from view. Afternoon hail, lightning and mist light blue-gray. Color-filled finches, morning dove, and canyon wren sing. Sage rolled between fingers at the edge of juniper berries is prayer. The evergreen crests collect arches of pinion to mingle with ozone. A burning red draws eye to the circle of copper in rock upon palm's hot lifeline. Our eagle plume stands up in the path. Breath moves on the brown edge of filmy down as divination of the proper direction. Now, after this, there is another artwork of an Indigenous person wearing one of their traditional hats, I assume, and with a traditional paddle for a canoe sort of boat. And in quotes, it says, "My brother, I know your ancestors." And this was from Robert Dadkiasila Hall. I'm not sure if I pronounced it right, but this is also a compelling piece of artwork that resonates with the Indigenous people. This is a poem from the same person, and it goes like this. Learning the salmon's language with the help of this paddle, they are close just as water controls life for them. The paddle moves me to their home, and they ever fail to come back and say to me, "My brother, I know your ancestors." So after reading this, the art piece and the poem relate with each other, and I think that this person was trying to convey the message of the paddle, the significance of the paddle, and the relationship it has with the salmon. And if you guys know, salmon is a very crucial thing, being, animal, presence in the Indigenous culture. And so this, I guess, really hits heart to what the indigenous people value and consider as a sort of family kin. And so, yeah, there's another art piece below this poem. It kind of deviates from the whole salmon and boat issue, but it's from Brandon Bob, and it's basically a huge, huge tree. It's taken in black and white, but I guess it's a very significant piece of tree. And then we move on to a poem right below called Walk, and it's called an excerpt. So I guess Walk, excerpt, and it's from the same poet as the first one, Elizabeth Woody, and it goes like this. Imagine your warm hands in palm folded over the reach and cupped. Hands are the size of one's heart. Four hearts fold into the work of touching and mixing. It is hard to walk the distance with the aging dog. She limps and one eye weeps constantly. In recollection, the placing of a gift is artful. The way the colors match inside the house, and how perfect the order of high desert moves the light into slants, then absence of shadow. This design is superior to make a basket hold water, pull its strands taut and fine. In this basket, the hands firmly pull the fibers together. With each turn of the wrist is honed skill, method, and practice to give the container seals the agreement for plentitude. The next poem that we're reading is from Roland Nadjiwan. First woman on cotton thread, first woman softly, like feather touches, like warm passing, through me like lightning, like thunder I shudder, feeble as an old warrior, trembling at the center of her dream's shirt. Now, below this poem is an image. Again, I think it's a photo taken quite a long time ago. It was from Brandon Bob. But it's basically a black and white photo depicting a clear sky with lots of trees. And it's a half or a quarter taken, a quarter piece of mountain. And so I'm not really sure what land this is, but I assume it has some sort of significance to the indigenous culture and land. The poem beneath it is called Mother Earth from Dennis McKay. She reminds me of my own mother. She has many scars that are not her fault. She has seen many battles and has endured each and every one of them. She has never stopped supporting me, though. She still continues to protect me and look over me. She gave me the tools I need to survive. I return the favor by supporting her, protecting her, and giving her the tools she needs to survive. Most of all, I am grateful every day for the gifts my mother and Mother Earth has given me and continues to give me each and every day. The S and the she and the her, the letters are bolded. And so this poem, Mother is also bolded. And so this poem really went to the extent of signifying the importance of the woman, the mother, and how the mother protects us, her kids, and the world in general. The image underneath, I think that this collection has a lot of artworks and photographs of nature. And although it doesn't explicitly tell us where the image is from, we could get a sense of the importance of the place and the setting of the photos and the artworks, and kind of also grasp a sense of the importance that the indigenous people put on the nature of land. The next poem is called The Heartbeat, and it goes like this. I see you drumming and singing, trying to understand more about the heartbeat of the first people. I hear you singing a song that helped so many people for generations. I can see it on your beautiful face, the happiness of holding the drum and really feeling the power a drum has for us all. It really makes me happy knowing that you have some knowledge to teach our future children, the traditions that are precious to our people. You must keep learning and continue to share the knowledge for generations to come. So come to the sacred circle of the heartbeats. Now, through analyzing this poem, I could see how Komaka, she's the one who, she or he, I'm not sure, but Komaka was the one who wrote this poem. But I think it's a call for hope and a reality check in the nature of the quote-unquote heartbeat. And this poet is talking to somebody, obviously, and I think this poet is trying to advocate for a beautiful life and a beautiful progression of cultural upbringing and cultural and the preservation of indigenous culture. And this person, I think, it really makes me happy knowing that you have some knowledge to teach our future children. And so this poet probably is talking to somebody that is currently doing a good job in raising their children, and the person that this person is talking to has some sort of optimism with the future generation in regards to their indigenous identity and culture. Right below this poem is another photo of nature. This photo was taken from Brandon Bob, and it depicts a cloudy sky with many, many trees, and it's a huge landscape of mountains with trees that I think go over hundreds of feet. And you could see different little lakeways and streams of, I would say, lakes that would eventually lead on to bigger lakes or oceans. But if you go through this collection, there's a whole bunch of photos with natural occurrences of nature. And so that itself, I think, is really cool. So please check it out. This next poem is called World Renewal Ceremony. And in brackets, it says it was for Brian Tripp. I'm not sure who this person is, but it was dedicated to Brian Tripp. And this poem was from Judy Brannon Armbruster. It is made this way each year. It is done for the people. This is the way of renewal, the circle of life brought into balance. Smoke, prayers, fasting, sweating, chanting, dancing, once a year, Karu Karara gather to make the world new again. Come with a good heart, come with friends and enemies, come with love. In the chant, in the song, in the stamping feet, all is set right. Shake the earth, shake off evil, realign energy. This is how it is done when the world is made new for World Renewal Ceremony. Again, this is another photo beneath this poem from Brandon Bob. It is trees, mountains, and a huge, huge clear sky with some clouds. The next poem is Candace Cagagan's, and it goes like this. Another day has gone by. I don't even see the moon. I knew the night would come. I just didn't think so soon. It's so amazing, the night, the day. It's so phenomenal, the trees and how they sway. Everything has a reason. They all have something to do. A blessing to me and a special one for you. The rain replenishes the soul. The stars, they shine at night. It's all so beautiful. It's all such a sight. The flowers bloom while the birds sing. It's all so serene, especially in the spring. The waters remain calm. The wind has a gentle blow. There is something hidden in everything. I promise, I know, there's a secret in the clouds, a whisper in the leaves. This is how Creator wanted it. He wanted us to believe. Now, this poem is compelling to me because it explains the, I guess, certainty of a creator that has it, that has a purpose of, I guess, everything in the world. And so Candace Cagagan's was obviously a believer in this creator that created everything for a reason. And the quote unquote, the flowers bloom while the birds sing. It's also serene, especially in the spring. The water remains calm. The wind has a gentle blow. So she names everything and explains how everything and phenomenon or phenomena that happens in the world in a natural sense, they're all so beautiful and everything has a purpose. And she, I believe Candace is a woman. She explains how everything is meaningful, and if you don't see it, there's always a hidden meaning to every phenomena in the world. And so she even goes as far as saying she promises and she knows. And so I think from this poem, we can all take into consideration of all of the happenings that occur throughout society and just the natural world itself. And I also think that this poem gets us to think about the little significances that are present in the things we do, no matter how little they are. And yeah, that was it. I think that's enough for today. It's already time to pack up. But I will be on live show tomorrow also at 7 p.m. Today was 5 p.m., but tomorrow would be at 7 p.m. And please let me know beforehand if you guys want anything else you guys want. And yeah, that was... And please check this out. Check this collection out. It's called T. N. Bannock Stories, First Nations Community of Poetic Voices. And it's from the SFU Simon Fraser University website. And you could see it as a PDF. And so if you like today's poetry and description of photos with nature, please check this out. And all the songs that I chose for the whole song bit today, I will leave it in the description, or it would be on the podcast shelf on the CITR website. So please give that a check. And I will come back tomorrow. It is getting a little gloomy. It was pretty hot today, but Vancouver has been a little shaky with the weather. And so I believe it's raining. So take cover. And I will see you tomorrow. Thank you all for joining Jess's Lit. Thank you.